questions, when you see in Shaving, when you Shaving discuss as to whether ethic is effective or ethic is not effective, there are two separate questions that have to be considered. One, there is one Shiles of Shaving, there is a Shiles of Shaving, that ethic is not effective even if the ethic is applies to mummy, not to Rebbe. Now, everybody agrees that one can be mishired himself mummy to another through Kinsud. In other words, if Rubin is mikabel a king sudah, that he should be mechuyev $100 to she. So that becomes a chayv, as if he borrowed $100. The question is, can one be mishired himself Rebbe? Not $800, but can Rubin be mishired himself? Let's say Rubin owns this table. Can he be mishired himself to Shimon, that is mechuyev this table to him? Maybe yes, maybe no. We could say that that's also Kiyan Dvorim, because Kiyan is only Chal and Mummy, not on a specific thing, let's say $100. So he doesn't have to give a specific $100. He becomes indebted to the extent of $100. So Kiyan Sudar can affect this kind of Ischalis, of Mummy in general, but to be that Kiyan Sudah should affect his highness on a specific thing, let's say this table. If somebody would be mishiring himself a table, that's like money, what difference does it make? Or if someone would be mishiring himself a bushel of wheat, that's like money, it doesn't make any difference whether you have to give it in cash or some other value. But suppose he wants to hire himself this table. So is his highest hal or his highest is not hal? That's one question. So those who say that his highest is only hal and woman in general, but not on a bear, on a something in species, a specific object. So even if you use my portion, he will not use the portion of mice, ete. He'll say, that I mechuyev to you this thing. I become a kinyan that I mechuyev to give you, that I mechuyev to you this one. So, there is a shiles of shaving. There cannot be ischayos on the end. If one is mischayos himself, I mechuyev to you $1,000, that's yes. But I mechuyev to you this table, that not. And there is a shite. That there can be Ischayves on the end too. But then there is another Machlokes HaShem. Even if the Kinyan Sudah applies to women in general, not to a bear, but he uses a lotion of mice. Instead of saying, of course everybody agrees that if somebody, a woman, is become a Kinyan, that he is Mechuyev $1,000 to Shimon, so then it's hard. But suppose he's become a Kinyan, that he will give $1,000. So some ethic. So even if the ethic relates to women in general, not to a specific object, the Amen of the Sheikh will say that it's Nahal, because it's a king and dwarf. Even though by using different words, he certainly could be Mechai himself, so you could argue, it's just a matter of semantics. What difference does it make how he formulated? He's his highest. Whether he said, I am a Kabuki in Sudan, that I should be Mechuyev $1,000 to you, or he said, I am a Kabuki, that I should give you $1,000. It amounts to the same thing, you could argue that way. So many Rishayim say, no, Ete is ineffective, Kin Sudan is not effective in regard to, even if the Ete relates to women in general, not only to a bear. And then there is another question, whether his highness is hal on the bear. So those who say that his highness is not hal on the end, so even if he uses the lotion of chiyu, not of mice, of chiyu, but if it lies to the end, it's not hal. Let's say, suppose I'm a kabukinian, that I should be with this statement to a certain person. This statement. I don't say I should give this statement. I should be makne this table, but that I should be mechuyev this table. So it's not chal. Now, so mele, we have to consider two separate questions. Now, in this Gemara, so the Gemara asks, the economy, my kid must be in the shape of the book, if he shame with the book, if he wrote to my ave, netrebo, I'm a master, I'm a kid, she economy, you all don't. So the first kashi is, he wrote to my ave, never. The second kashi is, even if it's going to be odd, it's going to go down there. So the Gemara says, she going to be odd, be oh, so this says, we man, go man, it's going to be poor, because we man, it's going to be shame with the kids. El man do man klukte, but the hanekin yet, the king drove down, the must be right, she got the ruch. So they says, the cash of the more, we can be other, my hanekin drove down, me, is only directed against the second motion. That the ritzen is klukte, and the mishnah is the ruch. So there is no schus of klukte altogether. So, but they agreed, so the more is a cash, even, so what did they agree? And even the only kalukin yet, it's to do a certain mindset, to make that's like being the Kabbalah, that I should walk, let's say, to a certain place on behalf of a certain person. It's not how. Only a Kiyin Sudeah can only affect Chiyubi Momin. But here, Kiyin Sudeah should affect a Chiyub to do a mindset, to realize a mindset, okay. That is not how. But the more scarcity of my economy of my habit in Gorbaumu is not directed against the first motion. Because in the first motion, so he says, the sheep to the Hosein, the economy should be in that case. But the question is, why couldn't it be directed against the first motion? After all, even according to the first motion, the Mishnah is telling us two things. That I should be, Sherotsu, Lazis, Mechitze. So then, and economy, so then, one shooter can force the other shooter to share in the expenses, let's say the expenses add up to $100 for them. So in other words, one shooter can force the other to give, to contribute $50 and also to give space. So too, in regard to the cash, in regard to the chiyuv of sharing in the expenses, so then the Makshin doesn't test the economy of my Avikim Gorn Baume. Because the Makshin knew that according to the first motion, so the Mishnah can be applied to the case where Ruvei was misguided himself to give to Shimon $50. Not that he was Mikabu Kinyan to build together with Shimon, but he was Mikabu Kinyan to spell it out. He was Mikabu Kinyan to be Mechuya $50. But the Kashi is directly against the second motion. But as far as the allocation of the space is concerned, so the Gemara could ask the same Kashi King Ron Baumu. So it appears from this case that in regard to the first motion, there is no Kashi. Not only there is no Kashi in respect to the expenses of the Bina, but there is no Kashi in respect to the allocation of the space either. And even though it's not going to be a beruches, there is no difficulty. Why? Because even if it's not going to be a beruches, so there could be a Kabbalah scheme that Ruvein was mishiring himself to allocate three trochim of his cap. Now the three trochim that he was becoming here to allocate, so that's again, it's not a three trochim cap in general. It's a specific three trochim of God. So that's in the end. So we see from the Tzvah is that there can be Ischayas on there. He can be Ischayas on there. That there can be Ischayas on there. But Etein is no good. And the first motion in the Ramah says that Etein is no good. So why is there no Kashi in the first motion? Because we can apply the Mishnah from the first motion to the case where he spelled it out. But if he didn't spell it out that he's Mechuyev $50, he just spelled it out that he's Mikabu Kiyan to give, to build together with another person, even though in final analysis is the same thing. What does it mean to build together with Aaron? To give the expenses. He doesn't mean that he'll do it, who paid the building, right? But since it wasn't spelled out correctly, so the first question of the Ho'oh is that it's not good. The second question of the Ho'oh is that it is good. So we have two mishnayos in the Ho'oh as to whether when a person is become a king and something that could be formulated properly, but he formulated it in terms of maaseh. So one lashon says that it's not good, and the other lashon says that it is good. Then we have another question: can there be a kabbalas kinyan and a ischayos aleden, even if he formulates it in lashon of kinyan? If he says, "I'm kabbal kinyan that I am mechuyev to you," so it waits. So then, on that point, there seems to be the shite. So the shite of the Rambam in the Lubaskar after Munches, that's what I mentioned. And the Rambam appears that there couldn't be a Yischayos Aleden. It appears from both. From the Rambam, it certainly appears that way. Because the Gemara says in the Lubaskar after Munches on the base, Mamish and the Yerba Domet, that Yifumin says, Yitel Shimon, Sonic Plains, Yiske Shimon, Sonic Plains, Yarzik Shimon, Sonic Plains, Yikne Shimon, Sonic Plains. So, Kulmosh Matone, it's effective. So the Rebbeka says that Hafshishis is referenced only to Yishrim. If he shrieved Rasul, say he was shrieved, so in the army, shrieved Rasul would say, Yikne plainly so the zoo, Yiske plainly so the zoo, so the plainly is came, but if he gobi, who will do it, even if he will become a kinyan, so the plainly will not require it. Why? Because it's a kinyan law. That was the Rebbeka says. Yitel Yiske Biyaz in Kiko Shvatone, we did with a rabbi in Migazal, after we shrim rak, I will be Gori Goy. Biyaz al Kishe Kos, after we come in your day, the king in Gori, the Chayim Bosa, for after we shah Sfar, the Izal Kami. See the Rambam, Sheim Em Sheh Ritik, Vichom Shema Shmo Yisra Habo, Loi Kod, so the Rambam mentions the name of the Bigash, the Rambam, that if a person uses future tense, yiske play, if he besodezu, so he will say, plainly zeichem besodezu, and kolum yore, so then he's gay, and then it's mamishakno. But if he uses not the present tense, he uses the future tense, and he says, yiske yarzik, so then it's a kinyan, but by Shrimra is gaining. Why? Because there is a lohe of the Shrimra Kesun Sunami. So what do we see from the Shite of the Rimigash? What do we see from the Shite of the Rimigash? From the Shite of the Rimigash, we see from the Shite of the Rimigash, we see that that there cannot be, by Bori, there cannot be Ischayos Aleden. So the Ramban is the Kashi, the Ramban is Mazik on the Rimigash. He says, this is not Kinyan Dvorim. Kinyan Dvorim is when you say Eten so the place. But this is not Kinyan Dvorim. This is a real Akhbar. It doesn't make any difference whether he uses present tense or he uses future tense. In other words, if he says yikne plainly, so it is just as if he said plainly came. Konu plainly. But, and then he says, if it had been given glory, so then even by Shumra it should be given. Even by Shumra it should be given. So he says, Sentinha em voi, ela bem meia, é teu lecho, é teu lecho. Oi, se quando me olha um lacre, a boi me alita e o risque, e matou nezu, machma, oi, me mexica zu. Vou ficar assim, sabe aqui? Eu sabe se eu depois do pleno, eu sei o que me ensino lei, a rei de lei, é tneno lei, rebem na cor de rachom, mãe, no loico. O meu rabi, eu fui está, viu a rabi que ia em voi, e escreve na nama de mahame, pelo inglês, e escreve na joma, é teu mono de pleno, lá fui. So he says that if Shumra would say, Ete money will play me, love, clue, the love matoni, the way mitzuli kayim divrei hamesi, the way kobali yoshiki, el mutsi the lesser bibori, the lesser Shumra kla, o mius mahim a mio bibori lame shoma, tum ischei, chasei kuknei, kulo mosh matoni. So we see from the Ramban, now what is the shite? He has the kashi monarchia. If it's a key involving, so even by Shkhibra, it should be effective. So what is the sheet of the Rimidash? The sheet of the Rimidash is that there is a difference. By Bogi, where we require in ICTN, there is no aloha by Bogi that we pull a baume, so something can be transferred. So we require in ICTN. So we got me there. The only thing that is effective in there is Mamesh Aknoi. So, when is it Mosh Aknoi? If he uses the present tense, Sonezu Knuyolkei, Sonezu Shuyolkei. So then it's Mosh Aknoi. But if he uses the future tense, Yiskeplei. So then it's a Russian of his highness. It's not a Russian of Aknoye. Aknoye means that I'm acting right now. If I say, you will be Kenet, so that means he's obligating himself. This is the action. So then by Bogi, it's not effective. Mashiki by Shimra, since it doesn't require Kenet, a Shimra doesn't require Kenet. Just, with Bogi Baome, so there can be his highness at the end. By Shimra, there can be his highness and the end. There can be his highness and the end by Shkhibra. There can be his highness and the end. Alright. So that is by so the Shkhibra of Himigash is that by Bori where the Maizikian is required, there couldn't be any his highness and the end. So there could be only Aknoi. And if it's not a Rosh Aknoi, it's a Rosh Yishayres, Yiske Pleini, Yitne Pleini, so there couldn't be any Yishayres on the day. But by Shchimra, since there is a Loche of Dibne Shchimra, Yichsubim Yichsubim Damye, so there could be Yishayres on the day. Then the Ramban is Chelik. And he says that Yite, Yiske, Yarzik, Yikne, Kuro Rosh Matonei. So he says that even by Bori, it is effective. And he says, if it had been drawn by Bori, it would be ineffective by Shkhibra too. So he says it's not Kindrogin is only when you say Ete. But here, it's Eloshin Haknoi. So he says it's effective even by Bori, because even the future tense is Eloshin Haknoi. So he has the same deen as if he used the present tense. In other words, it doesn't make any difference whether he says Yikne Pleini, so the Pleini is, or he says Knuyo, so the Pleini is the Pleini. So in other words, it's Eloshin Haknoi. But if it had been Eloshin Ischaives, so then the Ramban would be made there to the Remigash, that by Bori it would be effective, and he goes one step further, and he says that even by Shchibra it would be effective. Why? So what's the machlekes between the Ramban and the Remigash? According to the Remigash, both agree that his highness of Iben by Bori is ineffective. The both agree. Because in the end you have to be marketed. You cannot be mischayot the table. You can transfer title in the table. Not mischayot this particular table. But you can mischayot yourself money, $100. But again, you cannot be mischayot. You can only be marketed. So And so the machlokes between Rebbe Gash and the Ramban is whether the future tense Yite Niske Yarze Yikne is a Tirosh Naknoi or a Tirosh Nishait. So the Ramban Shikin is a Tirosh Naknoi, as if he said it in the present tense. So maybe it's effective in David Bori. And the Rinika Shikin is that it's Rosh Nishaides. So according to Ramban, where he would use Rosh Nishaides, so then it would be effective in David Shumra. And according to Rinigash, his highness and then is how by Shumra. Why? Because since Dibri Shumra is so dumb, he doesn't require a wise kiyem, with Pura Baume, so even his highness can be high. And Ramban Shiki is, it's not that Dibri Shumra, that Shumra doesn't require a wise kiyem. That Akonis Chachon was that the Dibur itself of Shumra is a wise kiyem. Just like there is in Rabon, my Mishlosh. What is their my Mishlosh? Just a Dibur. The Marki, the Nifket, and the Zeich. So that's the Takonis Chachonim, it's considered the Maize Kinyan. So that was the Takonis Chachonim, that the Dibur itself, the Haknoye, is a Maize Kinyan. But where a Maize Kinyan could be effective, so maybe the Dibur couldn't be effective either. And the Rimika Shite is that the Takonis Chachomim was not that the Dibur is the Maizikinyan. That we don't need the Maizikinyan. So that's why he says, even though there couldn't be his Chayves on the end, there couldn't be his Chayves on the end, but by Shimra, where no Maizikinyan is required, so the Rimika says there could be his Chayves. Now, let's see. In Simen Reish Mem Hei. Now, so from the Ramban, it's mashma two halachas. First of all, according to the Ramban, so there couldn't be any ischayves on the man, even if he'll use a Rosh Nafchiru. Suppose it would be Kabul Kinyan, that he's mechuyev this day will be playing. So it would be how that's. So that would be Kinyan Dvorim, and then it's mashma from Rosh Nafchiru the Ramban, that if he uses a Rosh Nav Mais, even in regard to Mome, in general, not in regard to a specific thing, it won't be how either. Because he says, the Shrim Rasha Oma, et in Mone Riprein Ilav Kum, the Lav Matone. So he doesn't mention, et in Chayfet Zeh Riprein, but et in Mone Riprein, Mone is not in the end, it's Mome in general Mome, not in the end, not a specific thing. So if you'll be the Kabbalkian and say, at a modern plane, it's not how either. So in other words, from the Ramban we see two halachas. That King and Sudan is not effective in regard to the end, even if you'll use the Russian of Chiyum, not the Russian of Maize, and that King and Sudan is not effective, even in regard to Roman in general, if he uses the Russian of Maize. But it's two separate questions. It just happens that the Ramban says both things. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is similar to Rishon Hei, and last time I mentioned it. Sima Rish Memei Sipale, Hakesi Mishtam Sati Sura Tvaini Sura Tvaini, Oshi Kosan Satiole, Harei Yisholei, Harei Yisholei, Harei Zezeich, Kishagi Ashtar Yode, Avo Mikosa Mishtar Et Nenulei, Avo Pishi Nido Leveidi, Moizoch Amkabe, and Ramo explains the Mechaba, Vafil Konam Yode, Haviki and Vore, but then, the Mechaba says, Vyei Shemri, Shim Konam Yode, Mehane Roshinet, and it's in respect to Sura Tvaini. So the second Roshin, the first portion says that etain is not effective even in regard to general moment. And the second portion, I mean it's not spelled out even in regard to general moment, but the Ramban says that etain is not effective even in regard to general moment. However, the portion of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say whether etain is ineffective in regard to general money. But in regard to Sode Tvainis, he says etain is not effective. And then he says, Yeshemim Shinkonum Yodim Mahanoshim etain, in regard to Sode Tvainis. So the Yeshemim holds that there is two things. We see the Ramban says two things, that washing of etim is ineffective in regard to gentlemen. And number two, that there cannot be any chayus on the end, even if you use the lashon of chiyu. And the second lashon in the Chabad holds that etim is effective not only in regard to general moment, but in regard to Eben. Because here we're talking about Tzorek Reinis. Eftin Tzorek Reinis, Tzorek Reinis. Yeshem Shikon Yod Eimahan Roshem. The Gro says that this is Rashi Shit. Rashi Shit in Avizor of Avayim Beis. There the Gemara says that if Reuben said to Shimon, when I sell this Sodeh at 100 zoos, I'll sell it to you. Then Reuben made this commitment to Shimon, that when he sells this Sodeh at 100 zoos, so he'll sell it to him, to Shimon, and Kohen Gadol. And then he sold it at 120 zoos to Levi. So the Gemara says, Reuben cannot be made, Shimon cannot be made Tzifon Levi. Excuse me, God. Why? Because Reuben only committed himself to Shimon in case it will be sold for 100 zoos. But he finally sold to Levi at 120 zoos, that he didn't mean. And then, so the implication is, suppose Reuben is becoming king and he says, if I sell this Sodeh at 100 zoos, so I'll sell it to you, and then he sells it to Levi for 100 zoos, so then it's Mucha from the Memore that Levi would, that Shimon will be able to be made if I'm Levi. So, but the Rif says, the Rif mentions this Gemara in Bovasta. The Gemara is Gemara in Avizor of Avayim Beis. But the Rif mentions it in Bovasta at the end of this school, at the end of the seventh page. The Yuchazik Avu Rid Rabbi Shua. The Kaimon on the Hanesh Maitz, Kume Bidoma in Achsha become a name. So the Rif applies that Gemara. When does the Gemara say that Reuben said to Shimon, he was calling the other, that when he sells that so that 100 zoos, so it will be sold to him. So then he sold it to Reuben. So then Shimon can be made to come Reuben only at the time when it was calling the other, they said Me'achsho. So in other words, it wasn't B'teras Yisraelis, it was B'teras Akroyim Amish. That's why it's happening. So the Gro says, but Rashi doesn't say that this Gemara is reference to the case where he said Me'achsho. So in other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara is reference to the case where Reuben said to Shimon, not B'teras Akhnoye, if I sell it at 100 zoos this Sunday, so it is sold Me'achsho to you at 100 zoos. But when he said it, B'teras Yischaibes, and still Shimon is able to be made see from Levi. So it's a raya that Rashi Shita is that there is a kinyan of Yischaive, that there can be a kinyan of Yischaive on the end, and even though the notion of mice is used, because in that Gemara he says, I'll sell it to you. So it's also a notion of mice. So that's the raya that Rashi holds, says two things. First of all, that even if the notion is the notion of mice, so kinyan suda Yischaal, and even though the Yischaives is in connection with the man, not in connection with general woman, so also King Suda Yischaal. That's the answer. Now, those, the Rambam, so, and that we see from the Ramah, we also see that from the Ramah's first portion, we also see, the second portion certainly, but I mean even the first portion of the Ramah, we also see that Ramashi came both for Shemesis, that King and Sudar is Chal Alimeh, because the Ramah has full Shemes. As to whether the Gemara is Kashi, the Ramah has full Shemes. If, let's say, someone will be Mishael himself, let's say, if someone will be Mishael himself, let's say, according to the first version, that has a clear version, yes, so Mele, only if it was Rotso, last is Mishael. They can force each other. So the Ramah in the first question says that the more discussion is that the record of the Mayhavaki and Rabbi Baume is directed only against the second Rosh. But against the first Rosh, it's not directed. Why? Because according to the first Rosh, we can apply the Mishnah to the case where the two Shutrim said to each other that they are Mikabukiyen, to Mikhuyev, half of the expenses. So they spelled out that they are Mikhuyev. But if let's say, at the time of the Kabbalah's Kinyan, they would say, I am Mikabukiyen, to build together with you in the Chitze, and the Mechitze is, the expense of the Mechitze is $100, since he spelled out in terms of the mindset, so it's not a fact. The second version says, no, and according to the first version, so it will be effective even if they use the version of mindset. They use the version of mindset. So in the first version, so he says that the reason is why the Gemara is kasher, according to Yodei, is not directly against the first motion, because according to the first motion, we can apply the Mishnah to the case where they said that they are mechayev, each one is mechayev himself, have 50% of the expenses. So that's not written. But the question is, that's regard to the expenses. How in regard to the space? So there it is, chayves of the ben. So how does the Rama say in both machines? That the kasha of the Gemara, the economy of the Mayhavik and Rav Baume is directed only against the second question, not against the first question. So we see that as far as the question is whether you can make his highness in regard to the end is concerned, the Ramashi is the tenth in his highness. But he has two machines as to whether the king Sudan is effective when he uses erosion of mice. So according to the first question, if he uses erosion of mice, it's not effective in regard to general money. Even if he says, I will give you $50, so it's not high. And the second question is that if he says, I'll give you $50, I become a king that I should give you $50, it is high. It is high. So in other words, we see two separate questions that are involved. And as far as the space that the king Akisla is concerned, there it is high as over there. So the Rama and Teisves have to hold that the wheat is higher than that. And that's Rashi Shite. So, and that's the pshat that we said when Rashi says, Rishibut Kakois, Shakin Cholom Taute, he doesn't mean his highness of Moment, Mimele Mechosim Abishibet. He means Shibut Kakois of Itautoni, where he's Mishaim Eben. Why does the Rashi mention that? Because Rashi wants to point out that the Morris Kashi is only direct of Ki and Gori Baume, is only direct against the second motion, but not against the first motion. But the first motion, Morris should also ask Ki and Gori. In regard to the Kimam and Kesel, the answer is, that's not Ki and Gori, as long as he says, that as long as he's Mikamu Kinyan, that he's Mechuye, three Tvochim, so then it's not Ki and Gori. So that's Rashi. That's Rashi. Alright. Now, the that the Gemara's kashe, reconning the Mayhavik in Rory Baumi, is directed not only against the second version of the Gemara, but even against the first version of the Gemara, that the Mechitza means good, and the kashe means in respect to the Kema Kesa. So the Gemara in the Teres, reconning the Mechuches. So he wasn't mischayo to allocate three Tvochim of his kashe, but he was mighty three Tvochim of his kashe. Alright. Now let's see the cases. Here in Rory Baumu, if you have a person who has a bill, if you have a master, if you have a minister, 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 if you have that it's not that he was Mikabu Kinyan to watch. He was Mikabu Kinyan that he should have the responsibility of a of the shell, of the shell. So remember, it's not involved. Aba shoma, kikin shola zemisa shoeli, alzim zemisa shoeli. Tell me, ma bo aba shoeli, si no kis wash minon de chadok ne alis bekin ye. In your vi, so aba shmo, ya bo gati komo ikam de chesa sabat, shoeli di fonot zot, minu de chadik rikini, o kikin shoma, tikech lo chesweiz, ani ve alfeiz, o ale af kuli kol echot mi shoeli, de shum ni ze, nazi kimi shikon yonu bi ruches, aba kisholom, bo zeo ze, wei chazik bukni, Aber bis Olombo, leich hazeiku knii. So what, so this is Kashi was, why does Abashi have to give another teret? Kein shohol arzeh bisher shoheli, arzeh bisher shoheli af. It's the same teret as Kol Yom Beruches. Only the difference is, Kol Yom Beruches, so they are kene de kalke, each one was kene his lat, fuki and suda. And arzeh bisher shoheli, so each one was kene his lat, fuki and hazot. Yeah, Abashi has to tell us that kalke is nikne, Bikini Chazoke, that everybody knows. So what's the purpose of Ravash's Adawikinte? So Teisha says, the purpose of Ravash's Adawikinte is to advise us that in this case, generally, let's say if Ruben sells a soda to Shimon, and so if Ruben is not present when Shimon makes the Kinyan Chazoke, so then Shimon's Kinyan Chazoke is only effective if Ruben explicitly said to Shimon, Leichazeku Knii, but suppose he was makna to him, and he didn't tell Leichazeku Knii. So there, and Shimon may begin Hazoki, it's not effective, but here by Shutrin, so even if the Shutrin did not tell each other, Leichazeku Knii, so in Mele, so if, as long as they made a chluke, so then, and each one, made the king Chazok in his lab, so he's came in his lab. This is the chiddush of Ravash. This is the chiddush of Ravash. Now, the Rosh adds a few words. He says the same thing, and he adds a few words. Now, paragraph B. Okay, go to my Avalet and go to my Avalet. It's going to be all up. We're going to be all up my Avalet and go to my Avalet. We might be going to be good in the head. We can't be going to be shit in the same way. We can't be there. That can be good. I don't want to be going to be good. The same thing that Jesus says. Show me this rat or you can't get the host. You will make a lot of money. You will be king and all my shit is. She's going to be a hook. It's playing you. I will help you with אז אם אתה יכול לזה בעצו, ואז בחוקי זה בעצו, ואז בחוקי. לא משהו שני מצליחים לעצו. כי אם שאלה זה כך בן, נסתר לי כאילו חוצה אחר. הרבה נגיד על השושה מינו, נתר לי, כי מי שזו חוצה נשחק זה בכלי. זה די אמר, אנחנו הכרתי מכרתי, נתר לי מכרתי, נתר לי מכרתי, או הכרתי נתר לי, כי זו חוצה נשחק זה בכלי פה. אלוהי זה, אלוהי זה כבר. תהיה, תהיה שסקש, מה היא כמו השמונה רבה שהקרקע לשפעינו נקרא כמי של חזוקי, ויש לי מה בהשמינו, אבל אף לא אומר לי חזיק בלי, שנשחה צלח לי, ליהור לך בהרזק שלו עם מפונות, הווה חזוק, ויאף על גב דיבאון, עומר, דחזוק שלו עם מפונות, צורך לי מלא לחזק את מי, הנה מי לגדור השאיר לי חילק בי, אלו בקיין זה, הרוח יש הקרק היי של שניהם, ילס חזוק כמידי תשאו עם מפונות, אפילו לא מלא לחזק את מי. So he adds the word, Hanim, he said the same thing that Tesa says, but he's more elaborate than Tesa. So he says, how many will be the Lord Shein with Chilik be the Mekin and Zeh? Avroch is a Kati Shol Shneiyem, the Yeles, Hazok Kamidai Yishol Yifon Mo, at the Lomo Mech the Kikni. So the Lord says, the reason is why, here it's not required that he should say, that one should say to the other, Lech Hazek Kikni, we should say to the other, Lech Hazek Kikni, so it's because, here it belongs to both, and there should be. But right now they are becoming makirim as chelko. They divide. But until the division was made, it also belonged to the two of them. But until the division was made, so no one was in makir as chelko. Now that the chelke is made, so the makirim as chelko. So the mele ki chazoke is necessary ki suda ki chazoke in order that each one should become a makir as chalke. But if ki chazoke is made, so he becomes a makir as chalke. So even without le chazeku kli, so he's here. What's the pshat in this verse? Now let's turn to a Gemara that could go in Bava Basra. That could go on the base. The seventh line from the top. Tanya Rav Yisi, Ho'achim Shechol, Kim Shalabil, Echad Mehem, Mkono Kul. My time on Rav Loza, Kim Chilas Al Tzisrael. So Rav Yisi, the Tanya Rav Yisi says, Ho'achim Shechol, let's say, the father had a certain son. And the father died, he left two sons. So they made Ichluki. One son took one half of the sari. The other son took the other sari. Oh, he left two saris. One son took one sari. And the other son took the other sari. And they decided to cast lots. So, Kim Sholo, Gil Echon and Konakulo, let's say. So, Konakulo. So, as long as the Gil was there for one, so maybe the other one is also Makras Halki, because if there are two brothers only, so if the Gil tells us, let's say, that Rubin gets lot number one, so maybe Shimon gets lot number two. If you had more, if you had 10 sons, okay, so it couldn't be determined. But if you have only two sons, if you left only two sons, so as long as the Gil was able to have them, the Gil determined that Rubin gets lot number one, so anyway, Shimon gets lot number two. So how do we know that Gail is effective? I mean, after all, Gail is known. What's the significance of Gail? So we learn out from the Chukas Oretz. Now, the soil was Nishalik, Mishvoteo, so it was not be Gail. So here too, so any Chukim, Gail is effective. So the more I see Kashi, Matchilo b'geiru lach. Oh, no. So, Omer Abedah Kippur is Hatzchol. Matchilo b'geiru lach kamri. So, the Gemara is the Kashi. Ima lahalo b'kau pe b'yom itumi. Akam b'kau pe b'yom itumi. After all, you have all kinds of geiru. You have all kinds of geiru. But in the Chukas Oretz was one type of geiru. It was b'kau pe. B'kau pe means that they had to put a hand, they had the cards in the urn, and then we had to take out, and we had that one card was mentioned the name of the Shevet, and that other card was mentioned, let's say, this Chelek Oretz, lot number one, and lot number two, 12 Chalokim, 12 Chalokim. So someone had to put his hand and take out a card, and which, that's Kalpe, on which the name of a certain Shevet was mentioned, let's say, Sochor, Zvul, Naphtali, or and another card on which a certain chilek was mentioned. That's kalpe. What you can have gale many other ways. So in the Artisoil it was the kalpe, and not just kalpe. It had to be done now people be doing. It had to be done now people be doing. So imal halom be kalpe will be doing, and can be kalpe will be doing. If you learn out that gale is effective by chukas ayoshi, by chukas ashut, it's because yalfuse. An analogy to Chukas Oretz, and by Chukas Oretz there was a certain type of Gero, Mikalpe, and it had to be done out by only Tumi. So then we should learn out that only a Gero of Kalpe and only Tumi is effective. Without only Tumi, ex io si mi ora pace paria noi di cotai sulla torre con la macchina noi natel de unisi che io se che c'è di menzionare oggi a sé è un ora pace paria noi di cotai sulla torre con la macchina noi. In other words, if we are giving salvo, so that means that Rebbe Zera's explanation of Kitrua Zera's soil, what Chilom Gero, what Kam Gero, is refuted. If we are not giving salvo, so that means that Rebbe Zera's explanation is not refuted. But the more is the kasha, how can you learn out from Chukas Oretz over there? So it was countable we took him, so here we don't require countable to me. So Rashi says, even though here it's not mamish the same kind of deal that was in Chukas Oretz, it's still effective. Why? Because it is by Yanoide the Kotzaitzela Dode Gamle Umakla. So if we are giving salo, so the explanation given by Rabbi Lezer is refuted. If we are not giving salo, so then it's not refuted. So we resort to both. We resort to Yalfuse from Chukas Oretz, and also to the Svore of Bahi Anoye, because I saw Adode Gamro Makhila. The Beis Mura Shechem Malochi Gidal. והאחים שחוקו ועושו ביניהם גרו, כי משאולו גרו לאחד מהם קודם כל, והענו ישנס אצלם, ששומו זה מזה, לגובו שהסכימו, גובה כל אחד מהם ומקנה לחבר. So I mean that it doesn't, the Rambam doesn't appear to be difficult. It seems that the Rambam just passed it, reveals his memory, and the way Rabashi explains it. But still, the writer says, Omer Avrom lo nisrav rovo. So the question arises again, Rabbi, what does Rabbi want from the Rambam? It's a Gemara Meforeshet that Kubotim will pass it. Why when it's Chavrut Bo? So there is a Reb Chaim and that Rambam. Now, he discusses this Gemara. The Gemara says, Reb Lezer, it's in Hilchos Chayim, the Reb Chaim. So, the Reb Lezer, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Achim Shachol Kukim Shkol, Kol Gero Lechem, and Kol Kulo. My timing. אומר רב לזה, כתחילה זה ארץ ישראל. מתחילה בגיר או אף כאן בגיר. אם מלחלו מקלפה ולא מתומים, אף כאן מקלפה ולא מתומים. So, Reb Chaim raises the question, how can we draw an analogy between the gero that was cast, the lots that were cast in connection with Chukas Oretz, and the gero that is cast when two shufrim, two yoshi, I'll divide the nechosim. After all, in, let's say, with the gale that was cast in connection with Chukas Oretz, so it was Al Pibes Nagod, Al Pibes Nagod, Al Pibes Nagod, the Gemara in Bor Basra, says, in Yeshmet, Omer Abiyu, the fifth line from the top. Omer Abiyu, Sovi Hude Shomer Chomish Soim Bikol. In other words, Eretz Yisrael was divided, which was there. So, that was it. But not every piece of land had the same value like every other piece of land. There are certain, I mean, There were pieces of land in Eretz Yisrael that were of superior quality, and there were pieces of land in Eretz Yisrael that were of inferior quality. So how did you buy it? So Yehudi shall become so in Bigel, go. Will it is how coil of Bigel? Shenema al Bigel. Will it is how coil of Bigel me to me? Shenema al Piagel. Okay, Tzad. Eliezer, he was the king God of. Minube show me to me. We Yeshua bechol this oil in the Lufano. We kaupe shall spot him, we kaupe shall come him noch in the Lufano. In other words, you had in one urn, in one box, you had cards upon which the various halakim about the soil were placed. So it was, let's say, lot number one, lot number two, up to lot number 12. And then, in another kalpe, so another urn, another box, you had cards with the names of the Shvatim, Ruvein, Shimon, Yisochor, Zvul, and so on. So the kalpe shall tchumi, the kalpe shall Shvatim, the kalpe shall tchumi, noch number. Voyom mechavim evo hakeish. So when he took out, vein azvulun ele tchum, azvulun ele tchum ako elimei. Tora bikalpe shall swati, we all be on his wool. Tora bikalpe shall tumi, we all be on it tumak. The reason we have him over Hakadish. We have Naftol Eile, who tum Yenisa Eile. That's the border of the Chilik of Naftol. That's the young Kinneres. Tora bikalpe shall swati, we all be on the Naftol. Tora bikalpe shall tumi, we all be on it tum Yenisa. We have called Shaved Bishay. Called Shaved Bishay. So, in other words, so the gale of Chlukas Oretz was not just an accident, a coincidence. It was Biruah HaKedesh. The Gemara says that Biruah HaKedesh, so Elozor was Mechabe. He predicted, he said, before he took out from the urn, from the Kalpe, he said, he'll take out this card on which Shevet Reuven is mentioned, and they'll take out this card on which a certain lot is mentioned. A certain chelik is mentioned. So in other words, so the results of the gale were not accidental. It had to come out that way. It was the word HaKedesh. It had to come out that way. Mashenke, when shooting today or Yoshin today, cast lots, is there any necessity? Just a coincidence. It's just an accident. It's just an accident that his hand moved towards that card. Why did his hand move to that card? No one knows. So it's just a coincidence. There is no necessity. When you cast lots today, so it's just an accident. Over there, the gale wasn't an accident. He was how it will come out. So when Eliezer took out a certain card, it had to come out. He had to take out this card. He couldn't have taken out another card. So how can we draw an analogy between the gale of Chlukas Oretz and the gale that we make today? This has no significance, the gale. It's just a coincidence. It's like tossing a coin. You say, heads this and tails that. So, is it Mivareh or anything? Over there, the gale was in Mivareh, because it was Al-Piur Mitumim. But the gale today is not in Mivareh. It's like tossing a coin. It's just an accident that it determines one way, not the other. So, how can Reb Eliezer deduce it from Chlukas Oretz? So, we could say that this is really what Gemara is asking. Gemara is asking, Imal halom bikalpon ruo mitumim, afkam bikalpon ruo mitumim. So it's not just the kashe. Monefsheh, if you use it from over there, so it has to be mamish with all the dinim. No, the kashe is. How can you deduce it from Chlukas Oretz? Chlukas Oretz was coupled with the mitumim. The kalpe is not important. Kalpe, we can. Today, there should think, or Yosh can also make a chluke, a gale of kalpe. So it's also an accident. What difference does it make whether you cast lots by tossing a coin, heads, tails, or you put cards in a box and then you take out? So it's still accidental. It's just a coincidence. The Gemara's kasha is primarily from Mitumim, not kalpe. So the Gemara is asking,
Ima mahalo mi kalba ga no itomi, ma kami kalba no itomi. Manavcha, if you want to learn out from Chlukas Oretz, so then you have to say, the justice the Chluke was in Mivare. It's just as Gale was in Mivare. Each Shevet's Chelek. In Chlukas Oretz, so Gale can be Mivare, each Shuter's Chelek. But that's only Shayach if it is like the Gale of the Chlukas Oretz, of the Omitomi. So then it can be Mivare. Because it, the Gale is Eile the way it has to be. But if the Gale is Eile, in an accidental way, and it could have been that way, so then, let's say, now, for example, the Gale of Chlukas Oretz. So suppose, ordinarily, when you cast lots, so you cast lots once, so the Gale go one way. Then you repeat that procedure, so then, with more probability, the Gale will fall the other way. Very seldom will the second time the girl come out the same way as the first time. Mashiach in Chlukas Oretz, even if you cast the lots 1,000 times, so each time it would come out the same way, because it had to come out. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How can you deduce it from Chlukas Oretz? Over there, there was a necessity. The Gale was anyway in a necessary way. It was predetermined how it has to be able. But here it's just an accident. You repeat the Gale like a second time. So to be able a different way. So what kind of significance does the Gale have? So Omar Abashe, so if we are Gale is El Omar Abashe, so that means the Trablezer's explanation is refuted. And in the Chaname, we cannot deduce it from Chlukas Oretz. There the Gale was a Gale that had to come out in a certain way. And here the Gale is just an accident. But it's on the basis of the Aknoye, Bahi Anoye, so it has nothing to do with Chlukas Oretz. It's nothing, so in other words, Gale is not a din. Gale is only tells us that there is a real Gnuras Das. If you don't make Gale, they just say, alright, you take this lot, I take this lot. So then it doesn't show, it doesn't prove that there was real Gnuras Das. But if they went to the, if they exerted that effort of casting lots, so then it's a raya, it's not just a superficial disposition of the shooting, but there is a real premeditated decision. So there is real Gnuras Das. So the Gale is not the thing that accomplishes the Chuke, if we are Gnuras Das. But the Gale is only a raya that there was a real Gnuras Das. And the Chuke is affected by the Gnuras Das, not by the Gale. If we are not Gnuras Das, so that means that Trablezer's explanation remains. But the more heavy kasha, how can you learn it out from Chlukas Oretz soil? There it was countable with Tumim. There the Gale was a predetermined, it was a Mivareel. I mean, but here, what kind of a Mivareel is Gale? Just an accident. So that was the Kasha. So Rabashi says, in other words, that the Bahi Anoye supplies is in lieu of Kalpeh. Whereas in Chlukas Oretz we had Kalpeh, here we don't have Kalpeh, so we have, instead, we have Bahi Anoye Dikotzai Tzalato Dikamu Makhmado. So Reb Chaim says as follows. In other words, in order in Chlukas Oretz, so it was Alpeh Mitumi. So Mimele, the question arises, so why, if it was Alpeh Mitumi, so why did we meet Gale altogether? Alpeh Mitumi. So the Alpeh Mitumi was a Mivare. I mean, there is no diminution in the people of Alpeh Mitumi. So it's a people Alpeh Adino. So why did we have to resort to Gale? So in other words, so what we see, that in Chlukas Oretz, the Aluche was that Biru Chalokim wasn't enough. If Biru Chalokim had been enough in Chlukas Oretz, then the Torah wouldn't have required the Yoshua, I mean, to realize in Maaseh Chukeh. So the halacha was that a Maaseh Chukeh had to be realized. So there is a halacha of Maaseh Chukeh. What is, so if they didn't make a role, then the world could be mivagah the halakim. But then every shape would get the halakim, would be getting the halakim, not only the Maaseh Chukeh. Just because that was his chilek. There would have been a Maaseh Chukeh. And the halacha was that the Maaseh Chukeh has to take place. So, what constitutes Maaseh Chukeh? What constitutes Maaseh Chukeh? Geiro constitutes Maaseh Chukeh. But then, you need it. Culpable mitumi also. Because Geiro can only constitute the Maaseh Chukeh. But it is enough if the Maaseh Chukeh is realized. Everyone has to get his chilek. That was the halacha. That Shevet Reuven should get the chilek that is due to Shevet Reuven. Shevet Shimon should get the chilek that is due to Shevet Shimon. So suppose you make a Maaseh Chukeh. That wouldn't mean that each one was makir as chalukei, that each one acquired his chilek. So, in order that each one should be valid as chalukei, so he had to resort to omidum. So in other words, geiru was necessary because the halacha was that every shevet should get his chilek through Maaseh Chukeh. So we do mitumim without geiru, so he wouldn't be getting it. No shevet would be getting his chilek through Maaseh Chukeh. But so in many ways geiru had to take place in order that the schir, the acquisition of each shevet's chilek, should take place through Maaseh Chukeh. But there, it had to be Alpi Omer Mitumim too, because Maaseh Chukeh is not enough. There had to be Biru Halokim. So, what was Mivara the Halokim? The Mivara the Halokim is the Kalpi Omer Mitumim. The Omer Mitumim. The Omer Mitumim is important. So the Gemara's Kashi is, that's the Gemara's Kashi. Kitchil, Omer HaBlaza, Kitchil HaSar Tzvah. We see that in Bias Oretz, so there was a halacha of geiro, one geiro. I mean, they could be mivara the halakim without geiro, without recourse to geiro, just through Urim Tumim, they could be mivara the halakim. But there was a requirement that the biro halakim itself, I mean that the schir of each shevet in a certain chilek should take place through a Maaseh Chukeh. So in order to have a Maaseh Chukeh, you have to have geiro. So we see that what constitutes a Maaseh Chukeh geiro? Just by saying, you take this one, I take this one, that's not a Maaseh Chukeh. What constitutes a Maaseh Chukeh geiro? So, but Maaseh Chukeh is not enough. We require Biru Chukeh. So the Urim Ketumim, it constituted the Biru Chukeh. So the Gemara's Kashi is, so how can you say Kibush Olo Geiro Echum and Kone Kulo? Over there, so besides the Geiro, in addition to the Geiro, which constituted the Maaseh Chukeh, there was a Biru Chukeh for Mitumim. But here, we just have a Maaseh Chukeh. There is no Mivara Chukeh, there is no Biru Chukeh. So Omer Rav Ashi, Vahi Anoye, Nikotzai Sela Adode, Gamlo Makno Adode. In an ordinary Chukeh that takes place today, so the Biru Chukeh takes place through the Gmiras Das. The Gmiras Das. So the melee means if we are not Geiro Sero, so then Geiro is a D. But the Geiro supplies the element of Maaseh Chukeh. But then there is another element. Biru Chukeh, so the Biru Chukeh is constituted, is determined through the Ahi Anoye Nikotzai Sarah. Nikotzai Sarah. So the melee, he explains, now the question arises, the Gemara says, there is a machlikas in the Gemara, in Molokame, in Molobasre, in Pcheres, in Gittin, I mean you'll have it in many Gemaras, as to whether Achim Shecholku is Likuchasei, or Achim Shecholku is Yoshi, so there is a machlikas. So the Gemara says, if Achim Shecholku, that is true, whether Yesh Kedei or Ein Kedei. If we say let's say if a certain father died and he left two sons. So one took, let's say, one sode, Ruben took one sode, Shimon took another sode. So if we say yesh bere, so then we say even though when the father died, so it wasn't determined which sode Ruben will get and which sode Shimon will get. Then, let's say a year later, after the deceased, the death of the father, so they made a chuke, and Ruben got lot number one, Shimon got lot number two. So if we say the Ishmael, so we say Huvta, that at the death of the father, so he became the Yeresh of lot number one, and Shimon became the Yeresh of lot number two. But if we say Ishmael, so we cannot say, just because now the chuke determined that Ruben gets lot number one and Shimon gets lot number two, but that the Yerusha of Ruben by Ruben was chala lot number one and the Yerusha of Shimon was chala number two. Why? It could have been the different way. It could have been just the reverse. So why do we say that Ruben acquires title in lot number one? Because that was the agreement between Ruben and Shimon. So mainly it's an exchange. It's like a vow. In other words, Ruben acquires title in lot number one in exchange for Shimon acquiring title in lot number two. So it's an exchange. So it's legal. We pass him, like the Mandoma, the same Reves of the Mele and Rabbi Yisi in Reves, that Lamed Zion says the same, and it's the same Rabbi Yisi. So, in other words, so maybe that means that the Achim Shechalko, so in the Kuchase, so it's not even Yerusha. So it's not even Yerusha. So the question is, how does the Rebbe say, Kitchil Aseret Yisrael, Matril of Geiro, Afkam B'Geiro, but, now things is in Bobakame, another Misechta says that even though we ask in Eibrere, but in Chukas Oretz, it's Yeshbe. So the question is, now he says, Kitchilas Eretz Yisrael, Matchil of Yehilo Afkam B'Geiro, but in Tchilas Eretz Yisrael, so even the Mandoma who says Eibrere, let's see, like Rabbi Yisi. But he's made it at the Chukas Oretz. It wasn't the Kuches. It was Yosh. And that's the reason as to why when somebody when there is a Shtasayevel, so the chilek of a certain Jew who is a descendant of a certain Shevet, so he doesn't have to make a new Chukim. Otherwise, if we say that Eibrere. And it's always likuches. So at every level, a new redistribution of all the land in Eretz Yisrael should be made. And this is what the Gemara says: that if Achim Shecholku sins according to Mandoma, Ein Brere, so Achim Shecholku, when the Yevu comes, so what lochuku? So the question arises. But by the Chukas Oretz and the Yerusha that of the Chilek Eretz Yisrael, so there we say Yesh Brere. So the question is, how can a blessed say Kitchilas Eretz Yisrael, Matchil of Yehilo Afkam B'Geiro? But in Eretz Yisrael, so it was certainly Yesh Brere. So the Mele, if it was Yesh Brere, So if it's Yesh Brere, so the Mele Geiro is effective. Mashein came, but now with Achim Shoko, so it's Ein Brere. If it's Ein Brere, so the Mele, if it's Ein Brere, so then it's considered Likuches. So what is the significance of Geiro? Where do we see Geiro? Geiro constitutes Maizakuki. Where is the Aloha of Maizachukhe? In Yerusha. So in Eretz Yisrael, so it's Yesh Brere. Masha'imke, now, so what's the significance? How can we learn out from Chukas Oretz? But it's likuche, so it's a barter. It's an exchange. So we can say, according to the Girsi, according to the Girsi of Elo, so the Pshat Nimore is this, so it's part and parcel of the Gemara's Kasha. Over there, that's Israel. So it wasn't an accident, the Gero. The Gero was ailed the way it had to be ailed. It was predetermined. So the Melee, it's Yeshbele. And everything that everyone got through Yerusha from the office. So the Melee, Gero is effective. But here, it's not. There is no one with Tobi. So it's Rikuches. So what is the significance of Gero? So if we are here is Elom Rabashe, so that explanation is reported, and he says that the Pshat in Rabbis is not because of Gero, not because Gero is a din, because of Maizeh Luke. But here in Rikuches is an exchange. So what is the significance of Gero? Gero is an indication that there is real Gmiras Das. So the exchange is consummated through the Gmiras Das that is shown by Gero. But Gero is not the Dim Bifnei Atzmei. Gero has no significance per se, if we are Gero Selo. But if we are not Gero Selo, so then Gero has significance with Saladin. But the question is, but where is the Biro Chalokim? So in the Eretz Yisrael, the Biro Chalokim took effect, was determined through the Turim Tumim. In the Anach Luke, so the Biro Chalokim takes effect not through Tumim, but the Biro Chalokim takes effect by Yanoi, the Kotzai Saladon, because of the Gmiras Das. The Gmiras Das. But the mice, but there has to be Maisach Luke. So the Mele, the Maisach Luke is constituted by the Gale. By the Gale. Now, the Gemara says in Gittin, in Pcheres, that Rachim Shecholku is Nikuchasei. That's the way he passed me. So the Mele, Marzim Zelazebiye. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. What does it mean, Marzim Zelazebiye? Rashi explains it. So then when Yehu comes, a new chukah has to be made. The Rambam says, in Pirvidalev, Milcheshmita Yehu, or since Achim Shechonko is the Kufasei, in Prayre, so when Yehu comes, so they have to switch the chalokim. Not a new chukah has to be made. If a new chukah has to be made, so it's possible that the new chukah will be able to exactly the same way as at the time of the original chalokim. Maybe yes, maybe no. But according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, since it's Likuchasei, so the old Chaluke is new and old, and the new Chaluke has to be made. According to the Rambam, no new Chaluke is to be made. But they just have to exchange the Chaluke. So the question is, what's the Rashi Shite we understand? Rashi Shite we understand. But what is the Rambam Shite? What's the purpose of exchanging the Chaluke? So Rav Chaim says that the Rambam Shite is that even if we say Ein Breire, so it doesn't mean that when two brothers who Yarshu Batzei Sode from their father, so when they divide it, one gets one half and the other one gets the other half, so the Mele, it is not, there is no Tzchias Yerusha at all. Why should we say that? That there is no Tzchias Yerusha? When the chukke is a schus of Yoshi, so when the father died and he left two sons, so each one had a schus to divide it. So the melee he acquired that schus at the very outset. So when it is divided, so then whatever each son gets of the chukke, he gets it with Teras Yerush. That is his Rambam, not with Teras Yerush. So in other words, that's the machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, who says, Hachim Shecholku, so by him, so they have to make a new chukke, he holds, since it's in Breire, so the whole schia is with Teras Nikuches. It's a schia of a barter, of an exchange. Reuben gets this lot in exchange for Shimon getting that lot. So it's an exchange. It's an exchange. So it's not a Sri of Yerushim. According to the Rambam, since Chukei is one of the incidents of the Shutves, of the Yerushe, so Mele, when he gets it, even if we say Eibreire, so what he gets is Yerush. But if we say Yerushbreire, so he's only Yerush. There is no element of Yerushes in mind. If we say Eibreire, then it's a combination of Yerushe and Likuchas. Yerushe it is because how did he make the Chukei? Because of the Yerushe. So the Mele, he was entitled to a Chukei. But since it could have been the other way, it just happened, accidentally it happened, that Chukei took this lot and Shimon took that lot. So the Mele, it involves an element, and we say Eibreire. So if we say Yashbere, so it's Upra Adon Mafreya, that he Yashin Dafke, this Chelek, and the other son, Yashin that Chelek. But if we say Eibreire, and since, so we cannot say that the present Chaluke should have retroactive effect, if we say Eibreire. So Mele, it's a combination of Yerushe and Likuchas together. So Mele, according to Rashi, that it's completely Likuchas, so Yerushe has to be made. According to the Rambam, it's not completely Likuches. It's a combination of Likuches and Yerushe. So Mele, we cannot make Yerushe. Because if we make Yerushe, we'll nullify the aspect of Yerushe too. And Yehu cannot negate Yerushe. Yehu can only negate Likuches. That's the aloha of Yehu. That every karka is restored to the form of the original owner. Because it negates any purchase or any exchange. But if we were to say that, as Rashi says, that the Yuchuk has to be made, so then we'll be negating not only the Likuches element, but we'll be negating the Yerushe element too. And Yerushe cannot be negated by Yehu. So in Mele, they have to switch the Halakha. So that's the Pshat. Those Rishayim who are not, now Reis himself holds Imre. And still, Rabashi says, so that means that the Yalfuse from Chukas Arts Soil remains. And so we learn now from Chukas Arts Soil that there will constitute a Maizah. And by Yoshin, there is also a local Maizah. That's one of the schools of the incidents of Yerushim. To have a Maizah. It's not only one of the incidents of Yerushim, it's one of the incidents of Shutfes in general. Whether the Shutves originated out of the Yerushe or the Shutves originated because originally Reuven and Shimon bought one field together, jointly. So Chukei is one of the incidents of Yerushe of Shutves. So in Mele, we learn now from Chukas Oretz that just as the Chukas Oretz, there was a requirement of Maisa Chukei, and the Maisa Chukei was constituted. By Deo, so in every Chukei, the Maisa Chukei can be constituted by the Maisa Geo. But in order that the Chukei should take effect completely, there has to be a Bio Chalukim. So in Chukei, so as the Bio Chalukim was constituted by Urmitumim. Now we don't have a Urmitumim. So the Bio Chalukim is constituted by Amoye, because Tzaisel Adode, Gamle Makladot. So, this is the Raivet Asog. So the Raivet Asog is not the Raivet. The question is raising as Raivet. What does Raivet want from the Rambam? He says, Dvor Benishan. It's Gemorim for Ashes. And the Rambam mentions that by Yanoi, the Kotzai Sel Adode, so is Gamre Makne Adode. So the question is, what does Raivet want? So the pshat in the Raivet is The Roshna Rambam means, V'hanoye shenas Yisrael, sheshomu ze mize, lidobo sheiskimo, goma kol echot mehen umakil chaleo. So the implication, the connotation, the implication of the Roshna Rambam means that Gero is not a deal. Gero is not a deal. It just is an indication that there was mere das. And the chluke is consummated through the gnuas das. That's how the Roshna Rambam tends to indicate. Because the Rambam says, V'ahi anoye, shenaskam sheshomu ze mizeh, lidobo sheiskimo, so he says, because it's not that the chukke is consummated through the gnuas das. The chukke is consummated through the gel. But the element of biruch halokim is missing, so the beyanoye constitutes the biruch halokim. But how is the chukke consummated through the gel? In other words, so what is Shimon Rambam? So Prime says, in one Roshni says that perhaps the Rambam has the same shita as the Raivet, except that the Raivet understood the Rambam as saying that Gero is not a deal, it's not a Gero that consummates the Chluki of the Karaki. But the Gero, the Raivet assumed that according to the Rambam, the Gero is only an indication that there was a Gnuas Das, and the Chukke is consummated through the Gnuas Das. So the Raivet's Masik, no. Because the Raivet's Gero says, not El. So that means that the Chukke takes effect through the Gero. But why does Rabashi have to mention Gom Gomakla Adode in order to supply the element of Biro Halot? But Rosh Narambam is not like that. Rosh Narambam is Mashma. The Rosh Narambam is Mashma that it is, that the Gnuas Das is the thing that affects the Chukke. So that's why the Raivet says, when it's Chabad Lo. So the Raivet Chita is that we are not Gero Sel. So the Mele Gero is a deal. Gero is the thing, is the factor that affects the Chukke. It's not just the basis that is the foundation from which we can deduce that there was a Gnuas Das. No, it's a deal, according to Raivet. And the Roshna Rambam is mashma sheiskimo gomakolech machavere, not that the Gevul per se affects the Chukke. That's what is mashma. What is Shias Rambam? Either the Shias Rambam says, or Shias Rambam. Either the Rambam agrees with Raivet, and Raivet, that the Gero is a being, or, and that's more in consonance with Rosh Rambam, that the Rambam's Gero was Elo. So the Elo of Rabashi, by Yanoi, Yikutais, Adore, Gamma, Mak, Adore. So that means, in Chalame, because Raivet was right in his interpretation of the Rambam, that according to the Rambam's Gero of Elo, so it's not that the Gero per se affects the Chukke. The Gero is only the basis for our deduction that there was a real Gnuas. If there hadn't been Gero, so then how do we know that there was real Gnuas just because they said? So people like to say many things superficially. Yes, superficially. And they don't have it, they don't make a real Gnuas. In the Gnuas Das. So in other words, the Rambam still say was El. So that's why he says that the Gnuas Das is the thing that affects the Chalukim. But where is the Raivet's Gilse was not El? The Raivet's Gilse was not El. Anyway, so the Chaim in explaining the Rambam Shite, in Pirgidalek Milchashvita Mi'eru, where he says, so when the evil comes, they have to switch the Chalukim, not like Rashi, who says that they have to make a new Maisa Chalukim. So Chaim says Rashi Shiti is that we say in Breire. So Achim Shechoku is exclusively Mikuches. It's just an exchange. So Mele, Mikuches has to be negated. So a new Chalukim has to be made. But according to Rambam, if we say that Mikuches say, so it doesn't mean it's exclusively Mikuches. In other words, so then there is a dual aspect. It's Yerushe, but since we say in Breire, and it could have been the other way, and we don't say that the Chukke now has retroactive effect. So since it doesn't have quadratic effect, so there is a dual aspect. First, it has the aspect of the Kohes, and it also has the aspect of Yerusha. So the male, they have to switch the Chalukah, not to make a new Chalukah, because if we were to make a new Chalukah, then we would be negating the Yerusha aspect too. And Yerusha is not negated in Yehu. Yehu only negates the Chalukah aspect. So that's why they have to switch the Chalukah. Now, I mentioned that. I mean, Rav Chaim didn't say it in respect to their faces, but I am applying it to these faces. And the Roshon of the Roshi is that generally it is required that you should say Lechazik Kli, but not here. Why not here? So the Rosh says, because the Rosh should be original. In other words, if we say that this Rishik is like Amma, that even though it's in Beirek, so an Achim Shechok or Shutrin Shechok, it doesn't make any difference. So it is Mikuches and Yerushe. And Yerusha, so Meira, that means that that here, why is it necessary? Why is it necessary to say Rechazek Kli? Because without Rechazek Kli, so the Kiyan is not effective. Kiyan requires my Zaknoi. So if he said Rechazek Kli, so then there is my Zaknoi. But if he didn't say, if the Mecha didn't set down the Kiyach Lechazik Kli, so the Maizakno is lacking. So if we say that it's completely Kuches, so Mele, there has to be Maizakno. But if we say it's a combination of Yehusha and Kuches, so Mele, no Maizakno is necessary. So why is it, so why was it necessary to make a Kiyach Hazokeh to be Mivar Lechavoki? So the Kinyan Chazoke or the Kinyan Sudeh is only necessary to be Mivar Lechalokin. If we say that it's completely Likuches, so the Kinyan Chazoke is necessary in order to invest each Utef in a certain portion. But if we say that even though it's Likuches and Engvere, but it doesn't mean it is just Likuches. It is a combination of Likuches and Yoshi. So that means, but why is it necessary to resort to Kiyan Chazoke? Since there was no Gero, here there was no Gero. So in other words, Gero can be Mivar Chaloki and a Kiyan can be Mivar Chaloki. So if we say that Ra'achim Shehoku, so it's Likuches, but it doesn't mean exclusively Likuches. It's a combination of Likuches and Yerusha. So in Meile, it's not necessary that Maisekiyan, so it's not necessary to resort to Akmoye. When is it necessary to resort to Akmoye? When a person acquires something new, something that he didn't yash. But here, these two should be. So they originally owned the whole thing, originally. Either that they inherited the whole chotzer from the father, or even if they didn't inherit the chotzer from the father, but some time ago they bought this chotzer from somebody else jointly. So they both owned the whole thing. So everyone had ownership in the whole thing originally. Now they decided to make a chalukah. So even though we say Hebrei, but it means that through the exchange, so each one gets what he asked originally. It's a combination of the Kuches and Yerusha. So maybe it's not necessary to resort to any Akloy. So why should it be necessary to say Lechazek Kli? So that's mamish implicit in the washing of the world. ויש כמה דעשינו, אבל גם פה אומר לא יחזק